Hello again, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior wrestling star at Peekskill High School, Martin Palameke. Martin, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And congratulations, by the way, on the award. Well deserved.
Appreciate it so much.
And also with us is Coach Ortiz. Hi, Coach.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
I'm glad you're here as well. It's always nice to have the coach along for the ride, too. So Martin, let's start with the fact that, holy cow, you're like 27-1 right now wrestling. That's an impressive record. And I see you're kind of working to what you wanted to do last year, which was to get into states and win the state championship for Peekskill. And last year you had an impressive record as well. You were what, 24-7, I think it was, and you came what was it, one match away from making the finals? Yeah. How did that work out?
I got knocked out in the first round, and I was one match away from making it. And it kind of like, I feel like that especially pushed me this year to kind of improve and kind of like work on what I needed to work on. And it was definitely, I think, even though like it sucks that it happened, it was definitely necessary.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it always is. And I'm sure there's plenty of professional athletes that will say the same thing, that, you know, that one big loss was the thing that propelled them to getting that one big victory, you know, because, and yeah, plus you know how it feels to be that close and how much you want it. So you just work a little bit harder to get there. Now, I also see that, at the beginning of the month, you won the title at the, Eric de Gagnis, or how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, I think it's Eric de Gagnis Summers Tournament, that one.
Okay, yeah, so you won that as the third seed, and you beat the first seed, it seems pretty handily, 7-2, so that was a good start to the month for you.
Yeah, it was a good flow. It was a good match. The kid was very good wrestler from Kings Park, tough match. It was just a lot of just wrestling, that's all it was.
So how do you feel right now, by the way, now that you're sitting at, 26-1, how many more matches do you have? How many more matches before the states happen?
I have a couple more tournaments. I have counties this weekend. And then after that, we have the mailbag tournament, then divisionals and sectionals. So it's around, like, I want to say 20 matches.
Yeah, so the goal is to project him to have somewhere between 42 bouts before he gets into the section finals, so he can start peaking. At that moment, the schedule is packed, just keeping him healthy and wrestling hard and putting him through the right practice. Again, he's observing everything we're giving him. So he's going to be ready. Don't be surprised when you see him in the section finals.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I'm sure right now, Martin, with that record, that you're feeling pretty comfortable and you're looking good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually never felt more confident in my career as a wrestler. Just I'm out here wrestling, doing what Coach Ortiz teaches me, being a sponge, you know, learning as much as I can and just, you know, putting it all on the mat.
Well, it looks like that is paying off for you. And I did have to mention that you do have the one loss, and it was somebody who finished third in the New York State tournament last year, a guy named Sam Zerlett from Nyack High School. So my assumption is that he's had T-shirts made up that said, "I beat Martin." You know, Martin's one loss.
You will have to listen.
And I'm looking at some of your accomplishments here. The Delaware Valley League Most Outstanding Wrestler. Now, what is the Delaware Valley League?
It was a league that my coach brought me down into Pennsylvania to wrestle and just to get more matches and more experience. And I feel like it was a great experience to just teach me and, you know, better me as a wrestler.
Okay. And also I see the John Jay Patriot Tournament. You were first place last year. The Somers Tournament, second place. Section 1 Divisional, second place. Peekskill Most Outstanding Wrestler. The Peekskill Coaches Award. Those are some pretty nice accomplishments, some pretty nice feathers in your cap. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
And the letter also says that you're planning on continuing your career wrestling. It said SUNY Cortland or Brockport State. Have you made any decisions in that regard?
I have a couple thoughts. I was talking to Hunter recently, so I'm looking towards just wrestling anywhere that I can get a good education and, you know, do what I do best, you know, wrestling.
Right. And there's also football. So when you play football, where did you play on the field, by the way? What was your position football-wise?
I would switch from an outside to an inside linebacker.
Okay. Now, when did you start wrestling? Did football come first?
Yeah, it was actually football first. My mom started me off because I was really a sports kid growing up, and so my mom would force me every year to play a sport. I just wanted to stay inside. That was my thing. I just wanted to stay inside and play games. But every year she'd force me to play a sport. And so then in the seventh grade, she was like, all right, football, 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 football. And so I started playing football in the seventh grade. And then I continued until my sophomore year, and I stopped my junior year. And then I did my senior year again.
Okay, so so big congrats on this award. Go to mom.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you might have to get like a little bit of like masking tape or something, and over the name Martin, put your mom's name instead.
I think that's 100%.
Go get a Sharpie now. And also, I see that there was some track and field for you, though. I guess you're the assistant manager now, tracking times and that kind of thing for the team.
Yeah, I do a lot of what's the word? I do a lot of just like helping out, you know, setting things up and just like making sure that like outdoor track has everything right for when they have meets here in Pisco.
Okay. And I also noticed that you're the captain of the wrestling team. Now, pretty much everybody who wins this award is the captain of the teams in their respective sports. So I like to ask the question of what is it like to be the captain? Now, look, obviously what you're doing there on the mats, that leads by example. But do you feel any pressure being the captain when it comes to the leadership role?
I feel like I've realized this a lot more recently, but as a captain or as like a leader, I'm held to a different standard than others. So I have to act different. I have to show an example towards the wrestlers, to the future wrestlers. Like I've had people and individuals come up to me and tell me like, you have to, you know, like inspire the next generation or like just be an example for anybody else that wants to wrestle. And I feel like I've been taking on the responsibility a lot more as a captain. And I've been starting to look back and see how like I've grown into this. Because I used to be really immature in my sophomore, obviously because I was younger, but my sophomore and my freshman year. And I don't know, to see that growth in myself is just like, I don't know, it's a good visualization.
Yeah, and that's got to be a great feeling. And you know, you're the captain of a sport where it's an individual sport. Now, you've played football. You know, you've seen what captains do. They're on the field with the team. What is the difference for you as a captain for a sport that is, like I said, more individual? I mean, is that obviously that's going to be more individual contact with some of the younger wrestlers?
Yeah, I feel like because wrestling is an individual sport, especially during losses or even during wins, you know, pulling my teammates aside and telling them they could have done better or what they did do good on and stuff like that, just giving them like examples and advice, you know, of things that, you know, I've been through, and just, you know, telling them what's right, what's wrong is like something that's very like, very necessary as a captain, especially for wrestling since it's an individual sport.
Right, right. And then what about some of these younger wrestlers? Have any made some improvements that you're particularly proud of?
Yeah, there's two wrestlers on the team. One, Tony Machinsky, and the other one, Kevin Ramos. I think they're both first-year wrestlers, but they're honestly hard workers, and I'm actually really proud of their accomplishments and how they're doing in their first year of wrestling.
Oh, that's great. I'm sure they'd be very pleased to hear the captain say that of them. Now, Coach Ortiz, talk to me here about Martin. Talk to me about, you know, what we were just discussing, his growth into a leadership role, but also just his growth as a wrestler.
I'm lost for words when I come to Martin, because I've known Martin for such a long time. I mean, although he's only wrestled for 3 years under the program, Martin is probably one of the hardest working wrestlers I've ever come across in my 28 years of experience in coaching and wrestling in general. Anything you tell him to do, he does it beyond. He goes the extra mile. Every time we have to run drills, he adapts to whatever he needs to adapt. He doesn't question anything. And he just outworks anyone. I wish he was my drill partner in high school, just being honest.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior wrestling star at Peekskill High School, Martin Palameke. Now, Martin, with this award is the academic side of things, and I see you've got that pretty well in hand. You've got a class load of five college courses and AP courses. Of all this classwork, though, where do your interests really lie? What's the class you look forward to the most?
The class I probably look forward to the most is ones that are more geared towards like social studies and stuff like that, like AP government and classism, sexism, racism, diaspora and stuff like that. Because in the future, I'm planning on becoming a teacher or majoring in education and history and all that. And I feel like, you know, that's just like something I enjoy.
Yeah, you know, and I did notice that as one of your classes, the racism and sexism class. And that's one of the first times I've seen that as an actual class. that's got to be something, especially these days, that's a pretty important class to take, and something that I'm sure resonates pretty deeply.
Yeah, 100%. I see a bunch of experiences that my teacher will talk about, or a bunch of, like, how do I say, a bunch of things that my teacher will talk about that like relate to, and I'll say, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, it basically just teaches me how to navigate them in a social setting,
which is extremely helpful, like I said, especially these days. And now also, and I ask everybody this question because I'm always very interested in the answer. Is there any class that you've taken recently that you did not expect to like as much as you have? You know, maybe an elective or something that surprised you.
One class that I've enjoyed a lot recently is probably anatomy, because I'm not much of a science guy at all. But taking anatomy has really, like, just, you know, gave me like a kind of like a breath when it comes to the social classes and stuff like that.
Which is cool. Yeah, that is cool to have something that's completely different to take your mind off the heavy classwork, you know, that might all be kind of geared to the same direction, or geared in the same direction, I should say. I also see you're part of the START reading program. You help mentor elementary school kids, and that's got to be a pretty rewarding feeling, as long as you can wrangle them together to do some reading, right?
Yeah, it's pretty fun, because every time I go down to read, they're always coming up to me, just giving me, like, they'll tell me the weirdest things, or like do the funniest stuff. Like, a kid will like bend his fingers or like something. He's like, look what I can do. I don't know. It's pretty fun.
It's like my brother when he was a kid. Hey, Steve, look, I can flip my eyelids inside out. Oh, my God.
he's getting early experience, right? He wants to be a teacher. Yeah, so
exactly. Kind of, right? Hell, let the youngins start showing you the way there, Martin. And I also see that you are the chief editor for the yearbook. Very nice. Is that right?
Yeah. Basically, we're just working on a bunch of spreadsheets and stuff. And it's kind of hard wrangling these kids together, because a lot of them don't want to do the yearbook. But I feel like, you know, it's kind of necessary for 2024.
Yeah, well, and also it's the, you know, it's that remembrance. I mean, hey, look, some folks look back on their yearbook and they say, oh, my God. You know, other folks look back on their yearbook and they still say, oh, my God. But they look back on it fondly. That is a pretty big milestone. So that's cool. But no pressure there, by the way. I'm not putting any pressure on you at all. And then I see, too, there's a couple of clubs here. There's the Black Diamonds and the Interact Club. What are those?
So the Black Diamonds, I am the vice president of. The Black Diamonds is basically like a social group in Peekskill that helps out the community. You know, we go around giving voices to people who don't have them. You know, we like last year I helped organize this anti-violence rally because some kid in Peekskill, somebody had died in Peekskill recently. And, you know, we just organize rallies, organize like a bunch of things that deal with the issues of Peekskill, have discussions about stuff like that. You know, we meet every Sunday to talk about those like social injustice issues and things like that.
And that's very important. That is a fantastic way to be involved in the community. And I also notice Peekskill Blood Drive, the Cherry Blossom Festival, also Woodside Reading, a couple of different things where, again, you're involved with helping to mentor some kids, excuse me. I ask everyone this question there, Martin. You've got a lot going on, obviously. So is there anything that you do to just give yourself a little bit of a break? You say to yourself, I've got 5 minutes, I want a breather. And coaches always laugh when I ask this question, because they know that who I'm talking to never takes a break. But if you do get a moment, do you have a hobby? Do you have something that just lets you breathe?
Honestly, I think that, like, I would feel like that, even though some people would see wrestling like as a responsibility, I feel like that is my hobby, and it's the thing that allows me to breathe. Because I'll go throughout the entire day, I'll have like a tough day, or I'll have like a lot of work going on and stuff like that. But those 3 hours of practice are my time. You know, the thing, it's like that time that I can do what I enjoy and what I really, really feel passionate for.
Oh, that's great. So that's just, and it's great to have that release, and have that release also be something. What's that?
To hear that response, my heart is melting right now.
And well, speaking of that, so coach, before we close things up on the interview here, why don't you throw some last words in here for Martin?
Yeah, I'm very proud of Martin and seeing his growth from when he stepped on the mat, didn't understand even a wrestling stand, to now being an elite wrestler and competing. And even when he enters into tournaments, the kids are asking, like, what weight class is Martin going in? So I'm very proud to see his growth as an individual, as an athlete, as also as an individual outside of the school. Like I said earlier, he's hardworking individual, and just those habits he has is going to help him grow later on in college. I have no doubt that he's going to be a very successful college wrestler because it's only the beginning of his career. I have no doubt that he's going to become a phenomenal history teacher, right? So I'm proud to see that, and maybe Peace still hires him, just throwing that out there.
Well, there you go. And hey, good luck to you, Martin. You are off to a good start wrestling wise. Hey, it's just you're on the rise, my friend. So good luck when you get to school, and hey, and being socially conscious as well and helping out your community. You're doing some good stuff. So this award is obviously well deserved, like I said at the top of the show. And Coach, it was nice talking to you. Thanks for joining us as well. Well, congrats again on the award, Martin, and good luck with the rest of the wrestling season, by the way. And why don't you take home that Section 1 title, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There you go. Good luck to that. For Peekskill High School's Martin Palameke, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.